Mrs. Jones?
Yes, thank you so much, sir. Is this Carl Jones?
Hello?
Yes, is this Carl Jones speaking?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Okay, sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Wasn't sure if it was the CO3 on the line or if it was you, so.
Okay.
Sir, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Yes, my name is Carl Jones. My ADC, Carl Morgan Jones. My ADC number is 276850.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on May 29th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. And one of those rights is you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself. I couldn't find an attorney.
Okay. Oh, that's fine. The attorney is optional, but it is your right. The members of the board conducting the hearing today, you can't see us, but we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the panel lead today.
Okay.
We also have in the room with us Mr. Turner, and he'll represent the Department of Corrections and your parole officer. He's Community Corrections Officer with the department. So he'll be representing the department today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Jones and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Jones?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I do.
And Mr. Turner, thanks. Okay, Mr. Jones, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. With phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one of your hearing, Mr. Jones, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you're in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 26 East Duke Drive in Tempe on or about April 6, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown unless you went absconded from supervision. Mr. Jones, is this true or false?
It's true.
That's true? Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Jones's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Jones, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, and this is probably the more important phase to you anyway, because we determine if your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, we're going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line. We'll be back with you to talk with you in just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Turner?
Mr. Jones was released from ADC custody on 3-16-2018 and arrested on 5-8-2018 by Tempe PD on an ADC warrant and a Tempe warrant resisting arrest. No new charges. Date back to DOC, 5-9-2018, with an adjusted CSED of 9-17-2018, with 32 abscond days. Current conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 3 years. Prior convictions, 2011, commitment A, count two, assisting criminal syndicate, 1 year, 6 months. 2011, commitment A, count four, money laundering, 1 year, 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count one, discharging a firearm in the city limits, 1 year. This is a second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, self-admitted to being a member of the criminal street gang Juggalos, prior terms of supervision, 2013 TIS release, absconded for 50 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is significant with theft, threatening, fighting, and possession of manufacturing of intoxicants. On 6-11-18 and 6-12-18, he received two disciplinaries for the manufacturing of intoxicants that are still pending. Other arrests, 2009, theft means of transportation, Arizona, juvenile, probation. 2009, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona, juvenile probation. Has a GB score of G8, V9. Status of the charges for resisting arrest, says it received time served in county jail. Case is closed.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Jones, it looks like you were released to that address at 26 East Duke Drive. Who lives there?
I had some pretty bad family that lived there. They were like my stepmom and my brothers. And the reason why I was just going through some changes living there, like past memories, and I kind of broke down, you know what I mean? And
so you left there?
I left.
When did you leave? It looks like you were released on March 16th. How many days did you stay there?
I stayed there for like 2 weeks, and then, you know what I mean, I started to get back into my bad habits, and like,
okay.
I didn't want that to happen, so I left and stayed at a friend's house, and then that didn't work out, and then I was just, I don't know, I'm just...
Where'd you go after the friend's house, then?
I tried to find a halfway house.
Okay.
And then I met this girl, and then she messed with my head, and then it just went downhill from there.
So did you stay with the girl? You started living with her?
Yeah, and then I figured out she was doing drugs, and then...
Okay.
And then I started doing drugs, and then it's just, I don't know, it's just, it's been a fuck up my whole life, and it's just, I just don't know what's wrong with me.
Did you call your parole officer during this time?
No, because I was nervous, I figured I violated it, and I just, and especially my wife, well, not like my wife, but my actual girl, she's pregnant, and I didn't want to miss the birth.
And when is that supposed to be?
That's supposed to be in August.
Okay.
August 22nd.
Okay.
And when she's gonna deliver the child.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to miss that, but I can't sugarcoat my actions, you know what I mean?
Right.
I effed up, and I'm willing to do my my consequences, you know what I mean?
Were you working, sir?
I was working.
Where were you working?
Auction Pavilion.
Okay.
It's like they help set up stages for like people that come from like different states, like rappers or rock bands and
so
stuff like that.
So a stagehand kind of thing? You were kind of a stagehand?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll help set them up and then pan them down.
Yep, a roadie. Okay, it looks like you were also responsible to go give urine specimens. And
yeah,
had a positive.
I know I pissed 30 for THC, but that was about it.
Okay, and were you using other drugs? You said you the woman that you lived with caused you to start using drugs again.
Yeah.
What was that? What were you using?
Meth.
Okay,
using
meth.
And I got, you know what I mean?
When's the last time you used meth?
About like a month and like 4 weeks ago. A couple months ago?
Because you were picked up on May 8th. Had you used right around then?
No.
No?
That's what I was trying to figure out what I was going to do.
Okay. What were you doing when Tempe police arrested you?
I was waiting at the bus stop to get on the bus because I was going to go to work, make a little bit of money, and then I was going to turn myself in the next day. So at least I come with money, I won't be stranded in Yuma.
Okay, and...
They said I look suspicious. No, it was the officer, his name was Conway. I guess he knew me from the past, and I guess he just decided to, you know what I mean, he asked me, and I told him straight up, I was like, hey, I'm going to, you know what I mean, I got a warrant out for my arrest.
Okay. And what was going on with the resisting arrest that you got the time served for? What happened?
I was here when I did that 3 years for the dangerous drug possession. That happened like, that was like a while back.
Well, the resisting arrest. That was
the
warrant. Okay.
Because
okay,
so. When they picked me up for the warrant, I thought it was for the parole violator, but then I had to see the judge for Tempe, and they were like, where have you been for the last couple of years. As the guest, I've had this warrant out for like a couple of years, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then they just gave me time served for it. So I told them, I've been in prison.
All right. Well, what were you doing during the 32 days that you were absconded, that you didn't talk to your parole officer? What were you doing?
I stayed at that girl's house, but I was still I'm still going through my work, my job and stuff. And then I asked him if there would be, like, cause I told him too that, you know what I mean, I'm probably gonna have to be going back to prison, and I want getting good with him, so when I get out, I can still keep that job, I still have that job.
Mr. Jones, have you ever taken any drug treatment?
No, I would like to.
Okay, so. All right, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anyone have a question? Did you have a comment? No.
Oh, you were just this.
Mr. Johnson has a question for you, sir.
So, Mr. Jones, what did you do for exactly those 32 days while you were out there being in absconded?
What did I do?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What did you do during that time?
Okay, repeat the question?
The 32 days that you were absconded, what did you do during that time? What were you doing? What were you doing when you came in contact with Tempe PD?
What was I doing when I came in contact with Tempe PD?
Yes, what started that confrontation?
When I was at the bus stop, the officer's name is Conway. He knew me and just stopped and asked me questions and started running my name.
Okay. So you were in Absconder in 2013 for 50 days. So you moved to contact your PO, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, Mr. Jones, I also see that since you've been back, that you've been involved in, looks like June 11th and 12th, and still pending a couple of disciplines there in the prison that involved homemade alcohol?
Yes, well, the reason why I'm doing that is because I have no hygiene. I have nothing here. You know what I mean? And there's jobs opening, and for some reason they're not giving me a job. Because they're telling me like there's no opening, but I'm finding out that there's like at least a group of openings for yard crew and stuff like that. I don't know why they don't want to give me a job.
So, but what does that have to do with homemade alcohol?
You can sell it to people.
Okay, understood. Okay, Mr. Jones, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to ask you if you want to make a final statement before we go into discussion. Anything else?
No, I mean, the only thing I can say is that, you know, I mean, I messed up, and whatever consequence you guys give me, I'm willing to take.
Sir, thank you. Mr. Jones, the board's going to go into discussion, and we do all discussion in public. We haven't discussed your case before now, so we just ask that you stay on the phone, remain silent, and we will be right back with you with the decision.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you, sir. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Jones was on community supervision, has absconded for 32 days, during which time he explained that he made a series of choices about where he was going to live and ultimately ended up with this woman that was using meth, and that caused him to relapse onto meth. He had also used marijuana that was revealed by a urine test in March. He does not appear to me to be a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I've listened to any comments from fellow board members. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then, based on information in warrant 2018W1107, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Jones was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by using marijuana while on supervision, admitting to using meth while on supervision, and absconding for 32 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Jones, back to you. Mr. Jones?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. The board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. We show a release date of September 17th, which really isn't that far away. And what that means is, as of the 17th, your obligation will be fulfilled, and you won't have to worry about a parole officer, sir. So you will be free to do as you choose. We wish you the best, and hope to never hear from you again while you're wearing orange, sir.
Okay.
If you put the CO3 back on the phone, we'd appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you. You guys have a good morning.
Thank you. You too. And your hearing's concluded.